This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about. We got the new GOP tax plan. We got some basics, not a lot of information on it, but we're going to review that with you guys really quickly as that's breaking news. Also, we have a Wawa customer who claims he found maggots in a sandwich. How many of you guys have ever eaten a maggot? And how many of you have ever been to a Wawa? I was at a Wawa when I went to Philly earlier this year. I love Philadelphia. It's awesome. They got a lot of Wawas there. Apparently, Wawa is huge in Philly. But apparently, he claims that his sandwich had maggots in it. And I don't know if I have a statement from Wawa, but I just love saying Wawa because my lisp doesn't come out and my stutter doesn't come out when I go Wawa. Wah! But anyway, with Wawa, it may not be just a Wawa isolated incident, and we will talk about maggots and how dangerous it could be to eat maggots. And I guess STDs have hit a record high. 2 million cases being reported in the year 2016, expected to be higher now. Why? Grindr, Tinder, Facebook, Snapchat meets. I mean, people are hooking up. And the CDC is saying this is pretty alarming, especially with the gloomy, threat of more and more of these resistant gonorrhea cases. So we're going to talk about that. So as you see, we have a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or by email at drdahlia.com, or by Facebook or Twitter. Now on Facebook, Bradley writes, "Hi, Dr. Dahlia. My son, who's a high C average, will reluctantly go to college. We've saved for it, and whether he likes school or not, he's going. But he has no interest in anything. He dislikes school, and I don't want him, like you always say, quote, on the couch collecting Obamacare." I did not say that. I did not say that you sit there and you collect Obamacare. I say sitting on the couch using Obamacare. Okay, I get it. I like that better. On the couch collecting Obamacare. What do you suggest he major in? Okay, so Bradley's got a kid, pretty unmotivated, will go to school reluctantly. Can you believe this? Would this be a conversation we had 30 years ago or 50 years ago? Somebody had an opportunity to go to college, you bust a move. You kiss the ground your parents walk on. You thank the Lord and sing hallelujah. You're able to go to college. This reluctantly go to first Bradley, maybe smack the kid upside the head. No, you can't. Never mind, we're not allowed to hit our kids. Now, this kid needs one hell of a reality check. I know that's not what you're writing about, but this just blows my mind. The kid's going to reluctantly go to college? Are you kidding me? Again, parents, we make it too easy on them. First, take this kid to Skid Row. Before you even take him to college and have him sit down and, look at his class choices while he's sitting there making faces and checking his Snapchat every 2 minutes, I would first take a drive to Skid Row. Walk around with him. Let him see what things are like when, when you're dealt a bad hand of cards. Okay? And let him see how lucky he is. All right, then, take him to look at apartments. Okay, right, he's going to be, 18, 19, 20 years old soon. Take him to look at apartments. Let him point out an apartment that he thinks he would really like to live in. Like, I'm assuming he's going to be going to college in town, whether community college or, whatever university is there. All right, Have them take a look at that apartment and like it. Then have them walk in there and get all the information on what he needs to move into that apartment, how much money, etc. All right? And then, okay, good. Now he gets that information. Now, I'm assuming he doesn't have a car, or if he does have a car, all right, go take him to a car lot. Let him walk on the car lot, find a car he likes, okay? And don't just look at the sticker price. Walk in there, talk to a salesman, all right? You know, pretend that you have to buy a car. You have to get an apartment. You have to, go to the power company, etc. All right? And let this kid see what is required. Okay? And then, on your way home, if he's still not convinced, tell him that you're selling your house. Say, as soon as you go to college, your room is going to be no more. We don't need to be paying for your room. You're going to be moving out. Now, I kind of did this with my kid, okay? Not all the details, but whenever my kid, the older one, starts to act spoiled, I go, you know, we're probably selling the house. Yeah, why pay a house that has four bedrooms to it? You know, your tushy's going to be leaving soon, so that's going to save us money. Well, but that's my room. Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to get an apartment, right? Yeah, you're going to be making money. You're going to be working a job while you go to college, right? You're going to try to get some scholarships. You're going to work some part-time jobs. Get some roommates. They wake up a little bit. But, you know, and you can't just have a talk with them saying, all right, well, you're going to have to support yourself. Okay, you need to make it look real. If he doesn't have a bank account, open up a bank account for him. Let him start building his bank account. I'm sure he's got money stashed somewhere. What Battlefront? Well, the next Battlefront's supposed to be coming out. My guess is he's saving money for that. All right, tell him to put that money in the bank, and he could withdraw it to buy the Battlefront. But I hope he's saving money for his future living arrangements, etc. And even though in the back of your head you're probably going to let him live with you, you may need to be ready to kick his butt out, so that he does learn how to support himself. We had a family member that we were supporting, and we had to, in fact, it was my husband that came up with the idea before I did. I wish I did, because I thought I had, you know, a lot more cojones than I did. But, you know, he said, look, we're not supporting you anymore. You need to move out. And this family member was kind of shocked, but that was the best thing we could have done for him, because he learned how to get an apartment, etc. So what should he major in? That's a whole other subject, but he needs to find something. He needs to find what his drive is. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So NASDAQ is starting to rise with the news of the tax plan that the GOP has revealed. Really quickly here, though, before we get into that, I just want to finish my thought on this kid that may, you know, sit on the couch collecting Obamacare. Not that you can collect Obamacare. Obamacare is a health care plan, but I love that the dad listens to the show and likes to change my words, but that's okay, Bradley. Thank you. But he's got this kid that doesn't really like school, is deigning to go to college, and this kid needs a good swift kick in the butt if you ask me. what to study, what to pick, especially with the market. So this is kind of relevant. Also we got some, good news with housing prices and that, we still have a very, very unsteady economy when it comes to what's going to be happening with unemployment, minimum wage, automation taking over jobs, retailers losing their commercial real estate because they can't keep up with internet sales. So, what should you tell your kid to go into? I mean, I would probably, with my kids, if they didn't know what to do, I would probably say business. Okay? It wouldn't hurt to get, a good business degree and understand basics. You could use a business degree for almost anything. If they don't think they want to go into finance, I think a communications degree is excellent. I mean, because you could do well in communications, you could do well in business, you could do well in marketing with communications, you could do well in media, you could do well in medicine. Having a communications background is good. If they like science, medicine, I just don't see robots taking over for us doctors. We talked about that lady in China who had a robot do her dental procedure. I don't think many of us want a robot there. We want to be able to kick the dentist, away from us if we have to. I think in terms of safety, going for medicine, business, communications, engineering, computers, I think any of these major fields would probably be adequate. But in terms of when you have somebody that just doesn't know what they want, and some of you guys are trying to redefine yourselves, many of us were of the generation and the generation before mine of you pick a career and you stick with it. If you have the ability to go to college, you go to college, you pick that career, and that's what you're going to be the rest of your life. And so, for me, that was medicine. All right, well, I'm going to go to medical school, and I'll be a doctor for the rest of my life because I'm going to be paying off the student loans the rest of my life. So, that's easy there. Same thing with a pilot, same thing with a firefighter, etc. But in this day and age, no. People have 2-3 different jobs. They may have a startup business, try to do something for Shark Tank, maybe vlog, or blog, whether they want to be on video or not. And, people are realizing that, why am I going to college to pick a job that I could be fired from in a few years? Or I pick a job that where it may be an industry that doesn't exist later. So what do I do? And so in millennials' defenses, or these young kids' defenses, they don't know what the hell to study. Luckily, one of my sons is very interested in engineering, and another one of my sons is interested in medicine. So they have a focus. They have a drive. But I don't blame the average kid for not knowing what the hell to do when it comes to college, especially with college prices. So if college is going to be very expensive for you, don't go to an expensive college. I can't tell you how many times I hear, college is so expensive, why go? I can make money valeting. So remember, I live in Vegas. So you can make a lot of money being a valet, cocktailing, dealing, cards, etc. So there's a lot of other ways to make money. The casino industry is very lucrative. So they're like, then go to a cheaper college. Okay? You don't have to spend $40,000, $50,000 on a college education. All right? Back east, maybe it's a different story. If you want to run for, president, Malia Obama is going to, Harvard. Well, because she may want to run for office, all right? But, if you don't want to become president of the United States, you don't necessarily have to go to Harvard. You don't necessarily have to go Ivy League. So, get a college degree at least in something and, try to do it the most inexpensive way possible. And then take a kid, Bradley, and sit down with them and find out what really makes them tick. If he likes cars, if he likes video games, okay, what would he like to do all day? And, these kids don't know what the industry is like because they watch TV. Scrubs is not a real adequate depiction or realistic depiction of what medicine is like. You don't sit there and dance around in your underwear in the hospital. Okay, that doesn't happen. I tried, and I got in trouble for it. So, let them follow and shadow. If following an engineer bores them to death, well, then maybe they don't want to go for engineering. If following a doctor excites them, then maybe that's for them. But, you know, we need to, whether you're redefining yourself, finding a new job, reinventing yourself, you've got to find what makes you tick. And let's say you're 55 years old. And, you know, you don't know what the hell you like, but you do like to travel, right? You'd like a job where you travel. You need to be honest with yourself. No, I can't, you know, have a job where I travel, you know, because I got to work my 9-to-5 job and I have to. No. But did you see you got excited when you were thinking about traveling? Right? You know, there are jobs out there where, you know, you could travel. Now, I'm not saying you're going to go to Paris or Florence every time. But if you like to travel, and remember, that's under, I think it's overrated traveling. Yeah, I always wanted a job where I could travel because I liked being on a plane. Now I'm sick of being on planes, so, you know, realize that. But let's say you like to cook. Let's say you want to learn a foreign language. Do it. And just because you have a hobby, that doesn't mean that has to be your new job. Then get a job that allows you to do your hobby. Don't mix hobby up with job. What was it? Mark Twain said the best if your vocation is a vacation. I forget what the quote is. I got to look it up. You know what? That's too important. I'm sorry, guys. I got to look that up, that Mark Twain quote. All right. Come on, Google. Help me out here. Mark Twain vocation quote. Because it's a real good quote. And I tell this to my kids all the time except I screw it up. Okay. I'm sorry about this, guys. Let me see if I could find it. The key to success is to make your vocation your vacation. All right. So, yeah, if you really love your job to the point where you feel like you're on vacation, that's great. But I think it's almost impossible. I love being on radio. I can do this all the time. Is it a vacation? For me, maybe. Not for my listeners. My listeners are like, oh, man, this is work. When does the show end? All right. So, find what you like. If it's a hobby and not a job, then fine. Make it a hobby. Right? You know, your job doesn't have to be a hobby. Your job doesn't have to be super fun. But you shouldn't hate your job either. So what's going on now with our tax rates? All right. Now, that's the other thing, too. You know, why go to work if the majority of the money has to go to taxes? Well, remember, we're still America. This isn't Europe yet. And President Donald Trump and Republicans have rolled out their plan to reform the tax system, not giving too many details, but they did reveal today a dramatic tax overhaul plan. And from what we understand, the tax bracket is going to collapse as the Republicans want to simplify the tax code, cutting the number of brackets from 7 to 3 or 4, according to senior administration officials. The plan sets the highest tax bracket at 35%, the lowest tax bracket at 12%. But senior administration officials said that this can be changed. The standard deduction, which reduces the amount of tax income, is double to $12,000 for individuals and $24,000 for married couples. So for those of us that don't understand taxes, basically what that means is if you make $100,000 a year, but you want to have deductions and not pay taxes on that $100,000, there are certain things you can do up to the point of $24,000 of that $100,000. Okay? For example, so the code currently favors, they say, the wealthy and the privileged and the connected who can hire attorneys and accountants to help them navigate and take advantage of exemptions, deductions, and credits, many of which will go away, according to the overall plan and the White House special counsel, Kellyanne Conway, said. So they're going to cut taxes tremendously for the middle class. The House Ways and Means Committee guide on the plan said it will help middle-class Americans with investments like retirement, starting a business, or buying a home. The small businesses are going to see relief. The plan would lower the tax rate for small businesses to 25%. The corporate tax rate is going to be lowered. The plan is going to lower the corporate tax rate to 20%, down from 35%. Now, Trump had wanted to lower it to even 15%. Again, lower corporate tax rates means hopefully more hiring, less passing of that tax amounts to the consumer. Remember, you want a business kind of doing well and happy where they're like, you know what, we don't have to start cranking up. You know, when businesses are in stress, they start cranking up the prices. We don't want them stressed. We want them like, yeah, let's throw some sales out there. And then certain taxes are going to be eliminated. The death tax will be gone, the estate tax. So it's looking good, but we need more details. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. We'll be right back.
is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a man in New Jersey reportedly found maggots in his Wawa sandwich, and he posted a video on YouTube to prove it. Chris Garcia said he brought home a buffalo chicken cheesesteak sandwich from Wawa convenience store in Yumi North, New Jersey, after work on Saturday. But after taking a few bites, he reportedly noticed that the sauce on his sandwich wrapper was moving. That's some scary stuff. My sauce started going up on my paper wrapper. Sauce isn't supposed to do that. So I flipped my light back on, and I saw two maggots just moving around on my sandwich. Garcia said he showed his sandwich to his mom before running to the bathroom to throw up. In the YouTube video posted by Garcia's mother, the maggots could be seen crawling around in the sauce near what was left of Garcia's sandwich. I can't show you the video on air. Because it's radio. Garcia said he went back to the Wawa store with his mother's afterwards and wailed, and he was offered a refund or another sandwich, according to the Trentonian. Garcia opted for a refund. He also claimed that the employee who assisted him tried to make a joke of the situation before telling him that everything would have to be thrown out. I didn't think it was handled appropriately, he said. I don't think they really cared. Garcia said he went to the hospital that night. He was given medicine to kill the bugs, although he said he wasn't actually sure if he ate any. There could have been more underneath the meat. I did not feel like digging through the meat to see if I could find more. Now, Wawa released a statement in regards to an unverified video to the website on Tuesday. It says, we want to clear up any confusion surrounding the unverified video. Outside of the single unauthenticated video, our robust internal investigation shows that there is no evidence that substantiates the claims made in the video. In fact, we believe the circumstances described in the video are highly unlikely, if not impossible, to occur in a store environment. However, because we take each and every complaint seriously, we are putting this allegation through a detailed authentication, and assessment process. Now, Garcia said he has not been to the Wawa since and is considering legal action against the chain. He said it's not really about money. They can't be serving food like that. People could really get sick from this. I want to know how old he is because he lives with his mom. A lot of people now live with their parents. And it's not a bad thing. You know, my son, you know, is he going to go away to college? Is he going to stay home, live with mama? I hope he stays home and lives with mama. So it looks like he has a good relationship with his mama, especially if his mama decides to take a look at the maggots sitting there in the food. Now, I have been very cautious of maggots in food because when I was in the eighth grade, my teacher, gosh, I can't remember her name, but I remember she looked like Geraldine Ferraro. I remember that because that was during the Mondales. This had to have been 84 during the Mondale, election. But anyway, Ronald Reagan. But I remember she said that she was eating Reese's Pieces. And when she bit into Reese's peanut butter cup, a miniature Reese's peanut butter cup, when she bit into it, there were maggots within the peanut butter. Now, I still love Reese's, and we're talking back in the 80s, but still, to this day, if I grab a Reese's cup, whether it's a miniature or not, and I bite into it, I check the peanut butter. I just do. I'm like, you know, freaked out by that. So, you know, what are the risks of ingesting maggots? Well, according to livestrong.com, you could get something called meiosis. Meiosis occurs when maggots feed on animal tissue. They say botfly is a form of meiosis that commonly occurs in cats, but to which humans are also susceptible. People who ingest maggots provide the larvae with easy access to organs and tissue, increasing their susceptibility. So you could get gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, food poisoning, etc. Now, they say in terms of poisoning, maggots commonly consume organic matter that poses danger to humans, including fecal matter. They periodically ingest toxic chemicals. This is according to Biology, Life on Earth with Physiology. Their role as consumers of potentially harmful items helps keep the ecosystem clear of debris and ensures that soil is nourished with organic materials. However, by eating maggots, now you expose yourself to everything that the maggots have eaten. And when maggots are eaten in large quantities, the foods they consume can poison humans. Not to mention you could be allergic. They say people with food allergies should be especially careful about consuming food that has come into contact with maggots. Should never obviously consume the maggots. There's no way of knowing what the maggot has consumed. Hence, let's say you have a peanut allergy. If that maggot was just in that, you know, that peanut butter cup, eating the peanut butter, now you have peanut in you. You see? And then you could have the allergy. So if a maggot consumes your allergen, not good. Then, of course, food poisoning. Maggots like to congregate on rotten foods that contain large quantities of bacteria. They say Kasu Marzu is maggot-infested cheese. It develops maggots because it's severely decayed. It's a type of cheese that people eat with maggots. Why? That makes no sense to me, but they do. The extreme buildup of bacteria subjects people to food poisoning and other intestinal bacteria. So also, according to biology, life on Earth with physiology and Livestrong, if maggots have developed on a particular food, usually indicates that the food is unsafe for human consumption. So how would a maggot get into a, supposedly clean, food sort of, how would the maggots get in there? Well, if there's, let's say somebody doesn't clean out the pan properly and you have chicken in there, and then there's an old piece of chicken on there, the maggots will gravitate to that old piece of chicken, mix it with a good piece of chicken, get into your food. So either way, there's a contamination process involved. Pretty scary stuff. It's a shame. Also scary. A dad dies after being attacked by bees in a yard. Family and friends are mourning the loss of a Massachusetts father who believed to have a heart attack after he was swarmed by bees. Now, I don't know if this is a new bee case. Remember we talked about how bee stings could induce a heart attack? Eric Dahl, 48 years old, was in excellent health, had no prior incidents, but then this happened with the bees, according to his wife. She told the news outlet that the pair had gone for a six-mile run on Saturday before Dahl began yard work at their Foxborough home. Dahl was attacked by a swarm of bees, potentially triggering this reaction. He was rushed to Norwood Hospital, where he later died. Yeah, I think what happened with the bee reaction before that we talked about was a landscaper. There were two gentlemen that I think was working on the lawn, landscapers. Let me pull this up. Unfortunately, it induced a heart attack. Hold on one second here. Either an allergic reaction or an anaphylactic reaction. Yeah, this had happened. The other case had happened August Tucson man. And back in 2016, a man from India died of cardiac arrest 3 weeks after being stung by 50 bees. So I guess they think what happens is this bee sting caused coronary artery vasospasm. So the coronary artery that's feeding the heart muscle doesn't get to deliver the blood that it needs to. Hence, then the heart muscle doesn't get the blood that it needs, doesn't get the oxygen it needs, stops working. And then, unfortunately, the person could go into cardiac arrest when the electricity doesn't go through. There's also an acute coronary syndrome that could occur by an allergic or hypersensitivity reaction. So if you don't know you're allergic to bees, and all of a sudden this bee sting causes that reaction, you could then later have a delayed heart attack from this. Scary stuff. But going back to this gentleman here, this guy was in Massachusetts. And, I don't understand, how people don't know that there's a beehive hiding in their house. I personally don't check my house for beehives, and so I don't understand why I'm not more vigilant with that. But you start to hang Christmas lights, or you finally do some landscaping or something, and these hives that take a while to build get disturbed. They will swarm you. This, if you don't bug the bee will bug you. Oh hell no, not when it comes to the hive. They will attack. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. STDs hitting record highs. Don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I need to give you guys an ass chewing. I mean, what is going on here with the STDs? Are you guys kidding me? Are you kidding me? You never heard of a condom? You know, you can't wait. I mean, is sex really that good? Well, yeah, it can be, I guess. But this is ridiculous. This is embarrassing. STDs have hit a record high in the United States. 2 million cases reported. This was as of 2016. So here we are in the year 2017 having record high STD cases. And you would think, right, with all the technology, with all the education that we have now, we would be a little smarter about that. So the CDC released an alarming report on Tuesday indicating that 2016 had the highest number of sexually transmitted diseases ever recorded. More than 2 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis were reported. They say increases in STDs are a clear warning of a growing threat, according to Jonathan Merman, director of CDC's National Center for HIV/AIDS, Viral Hepatitis, STD, and TB Prevention. He said STDs are a persistent enemy, growing in number and outpacing our ability to respond. Notably, chlamydia accounted for 1.6 million of the reported cases, 470,000 cases were gonorrhea, 28,000 cases were primary and secondary syphilis. We don't want syphilis, people. What happens with tertiary syphilis? If syphilis is not treated properly and it goes on into third stage, what happens then? Neurosyphilis. It could cause major neurological damage. We don't want syphilis, people. This isn't the 1700s, okay? They said while all three can be cured with antibiotics, 600 cases of congenital syphilis resulted in more than 40 deaths and severe health complications among newborns. And wasn't it that one kid that died because his mom had herpes? You know, these STDs, you know, maybe they don't kill you initially, but they definitely cause ramifications, especially to babies. They say every baby born with syphilis represents a tragic systems failure. This is according to Gail Boland, director of CDC's Division of STD Prevention. All it takes is a simple STD test and antibiotic treatment to prevent this enormous heartache and help assure a healthy start for the next generation of Americans. Now, they say both men and women saw an increase in gonorrhea cases. Researchers saw the greatest increase among males, particularly gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men. The CDC called the alarming trend in light of the growing threat of drug-resistant strains of gonorrhea. As a result, the CDC is calling for increased efforts to strengthen the congenital syphilis response, improve diagnosis and treatment of pregnant women. We screen every pregnant woman for syphilis and hepatitis B and gonorrhea, chlamydia. We don't really do herpes tests routinely, but we also screen them for HIV. So we're screening women already. We just need to make sure these women don't get it, or if they do have syphilis, we treat it before they get pregnant. And then the CDC obviously is concerned about the growing threat of drug-resistant gonorrhea. So they say officials also call on health care providers to incorporate STD screening and testing into standard practice, especially for pregnant women and men who have sex with other men. Okay, now hold on a second. Okay, so now government officials are telling us, as health care providers, to incorporate STD screening and testing into standard practice. Well, when did I bring up STDs with my patients? When girls would come in wanting birth control. When a 15-year-old girl came in wanting birth control, or a 20-year-old, or a 22-year-old, or whatever, right, and they were concerned about getting pregnant, and they didn't want to use condoms, that's when I would give them a talking to about STDs. No, pap smears now till they're 21, and then you don't have to do it every year anymore, and don't hold birth control hostage, you know, making women get a pap smear. It's barbaric, and I understand all those arguments, but maybe that's one of the reasons why these numbers are going going up. Now, some of you will say, wait a second, Dahlia, they're talking about gay, bisexual, and men who have sex with other men. They're talking about that with the gonorrhea cases. And remember, the gonorrhea cases were 470,000 of these. What about the 1.6 million chlamydia cases? Chlamydia used to be the number one STD. It is the number one STD reported, but it used to be the number one STD ever until we discovered HPV virus, and we found out that's the number one STD. But, you know, men having sex with men, yes, could be contributing to the syphilis cases and the gonorrhea cases and the chlamydia, but 1.6 million chlamydia cases, they're not attributing this to the men. And we're also not talking about our seniors. Some of you seniors out there, woo, you're getting your groove on. I know it. I know you're getting your groove on. I hear all the stories. I hear all the stories because, you know, my mom, you know, she's single, and I hear what happens out there, and boy, man, you guys used to look at me like I was a hoochie mama. Oh, my gosh, what are you guys doing? And the older generation, many of them, you know, were a part of the sexual revolution in the 60s. They're like, condoms, schmondoms. I don't need a bag. I'm good. And no. And so I would really like to see how many of these chlamydia cases, these 1.6 million, are people over the age of 55. It'd be interesting. Interesting to see that. So, I think there is a second sexual revolution that's happening. I think a lot of older individuals, now that Viagra is a lot easier to get, not as expensive, has, you know, revolutionized sex in the older populations, and I'm glad it has. I think sex is very healthy. I think it's great exercise. I think it allows for some great, you know, offers some great intimacy. I mean, assuming you spend more than, you know, 2 seconds spooning afterwards. But it's also empowering people to have more sex and maybe start becoming a little bit more risky. So we have Viagra to help blame or credit for the sexual revolution that's happening among our older individuals. We also have the cultural acceptance of, if you're a widow or widower, it's okay to later date again. Used to not, you know? I mean, when my grandpa died, both my grandparents, grandfathers left my grandmothers, they were in mourning for decades. They wouldn't even consider dating again. And, you know, nowadays, it's a lot more commonplace. It's very, it's considered culturally okay. So that allows the revolution from the older individuals. And then with the bisexual and gay revolution that we're having, people don't have to hide their sexual orientation as much anymore, which is some great freedom. And it's a good thing. I never thought it was healthy for somebody to have to sit there and, you know, hide the fact that they're gay or heterosexual or bisexual or, you know, have, you know, certain, or they're porn. You know, now people are very open about, you know, sexual activity. They're very open about being in relationships that they're not planning to be wed to. You know, now we have baby mamas and, you know, baby papas, and it's, you know, there's this whole new revolution that's going on. And it's, unfortunately though, you know, laying a kind of a groundwork of, okay, you know, since we're more free with our bodies and we're more free with how we look at relationships, we still need to remember to use protection. Now, some people think, look, you know, Zithromax is great antibiotic. That's really easy. Now, I can just pop grandma's Zithromax and handle my STD. I think another issue that could be attributing to this is it's a lot easier to treat STDs now. So they're like, look, rather than trying to hunt down to find a condom, you know, now I can get a $4 prescription if I need to. Just take the antibiotic and I'm good. Well, no. All right? You know, we need to do something about this. This is ridiculous. This is embarrassing. Okay? You know, I have no problem with people having sex. I think that's wonderful. But please use protection, you know, and understand that there's still a lot of, you know, ramifications that could come with it. You give somebody an STD, you could get sued. Okay? Whether you're heterosexual, homosexual, male, female, it doesn't matter. All right? You know, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with this. 1-877-DOC-JOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal
personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.